is wildlife management area. Is that right? Or
the biennial rules for wildlife management
yep.
areas.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, before we go on, I just wanted to mention that Greg's still here. Greg Mullen from Natural Resource Damage Program is here, and they've been real instrumental in those three access projects that Jason just presented, both in helping fund them as well as ensuring that access is a component of their conservation easements. So I just wanted to recognize their efforts, and if you had any questions specific to Natural Resource Damage Program, Greg is here.
No, I just want to thank you guys for your work. I mean, everybody, whether it's Five Valley Lands Trust, the Nature Conservancy, the Natural Resource Damages Program, you guys are opening up a lot of country and a lot of opportunity for recreationalists, and it's great work. So it makes our job a lot easier, and it makes the state of Montana a place where everybody can recreate. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the recognition.
Yep. And thanks to about Five Valley Land Trust, who I see there in Missoula, and I think. And so thanks for all your work within on these easements, and especially the hunter access piece, because that's something that doesn't always show up in some of these easements, and makes these easements a lot more welcoming to a lot of folks. So thank you.
Yep. Thanks. All right, so the next item is final approval of the biennial rules for wildlife management areas and fish conservation areas. This was a proposed rule that you endorsed a couple months ago. We've since taken out. It's really just a renewal of the existing biennial rules for wildlife management areas. The change from the last biennium at December, we had proposed one additional change, which was to restrict camping on the Beartooth WMA to designated areas. As a result of the public comments that we got, one of the comments came from Missoula suggesting that Mount Jumbo WMA be limited to archery only, and that would make it consistent with the public lands that surround that WMA. It's about 120-acre parcel. So we are proposing that in the final adoption that we adopt the previous biennial rules plus those two additional items. So the Mount Jumbo archery only piece is the only new piece since December being added. There was only 8 comments total on the proposed rules. 3 of those were positive. There was a couple that wanted to talk about livestock grazing, which really aren't part of these rules, and then a couple other ones, including this Mount Jumbo one, that just had some suggestions. So based on that, we're suggesting that we're recommending that the commission approve these rules for the next biennium with the addition of the camping limitation on Beartooth and the addition of Mount Jumbo as an archery only.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve the wildlife management area and fish conservation area biennial public use rules as presented by the department.
Second.
Thank you, guys. We have a motion, the second. Any public comment on these rules? Any comment from the commission?
I just comment on both areas. I certainly used the Beartooth a little bit, and that's certainly a great change there as far as I'm concerned. And then the Mount Jumbo is a very heavily used area, and there's, like they said, multiple ownerships and responsibility, you know, to assign to different agencies, and this just fits in very well with it. It completes the picture, and people don't have to look for the boundary to decide where this goes and that doesn't. So
good point.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Aldrich. Any further comment from the commission? Seeing no public comment either, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. All right.